Your work week is over.
The plant called and said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend.
This is The Last Word, the off-season home of the Colts, with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor.
Welcome in, The Last Word. Every week right here, Friday evenings on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. Maytay, we got a good one coming up tonight. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm good. How are you? Happy weekend.
Absolutely. Ready for this sunshine. A great weekend of weather awaits, but we got some football to talk about.
Always.
Don't forget the Pacers are coming up after us. They've got the Cleveland Cavaliers in town on that playoff hunt, Maytay.
I think the Sirs are out of town tonight, actually.
Let's try that again. Pacers over at in Cleveland. Hey, let's talk some football for a second here. We got the offseason heating up, Maytay. Less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. We got you covered here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. Players are coming back in town next week, Maytay. We're going to be busy. Now it's time. Hey, put it on. You got very few vacation days left before you're calling live action, Maytay. So you better fit them in.
Squeeze them in, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, Chuck Pagano's coming up on the show. He's got the Chuck Strong Initiative. The gala, the fundraiser is happening tonight at the Colts Complex. And we checked in with the coach a little bit earlier to give us the latest on that. Funny man, too. Love the guy, too. Great story, Chuck Pagano.
Yeah.
But right now we're talking about this football team. And Maytay, Anthony Richardson, obviously, if you talk about defensive linemen of the Colts, it always comes back to Anthony Richardson somehow, some way, the heartbeat of this team. His participation this upcoming OTA, getting ready for that, obviously getting ready for training camp, we got to consider, this guy only played 15% of the snaps last year, Maytay, as a rookie, okay? This is imperative for him to be involved. He will be here in force. I don't know as far as how many throws and whatnot he's going to get in when that happens, but Maytay, he's in for the long haul, and more importantly, he's here with this offense getting ready as their first time gathering together after last season.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's tremendously important, and I think it all matters this time of year. I mean, as we just said, there's a ramp up to the off-season workout program per NFL rules. He's not going to be able to throw with teammates at the facility until mid to late May, like we talked about. But the fact that he's going to be running and lifting and going through everything with everybody else, I think is really important in terms of camaraderie and team building and brotherhood, etc. He's going to be in the meetings with the rest of the offense, going through the playbook, fine-tuning things with everybody else in real time. That's so important. And it's like I talked about a couple of weeks ago, Jeffrey, I think it's symbolic, right? The quarterback of the future is ready to go, and he's healthy, and he's with the team from the beginning of the spring. I think it sends a big-time message.
Absolutely, and can't wait. All right, defensive continuity is the word of the day, okay? And we're talking about that because in this offseason, Chris Ballard did what he usually does. In-house, a lot of guys that were up for new deals, and he signed them, okay? And this is, they're returning all 11 starters on defense, all right? Third straight season for Gus Bradley coming up. And this continuity that they wanted. Maytay, at the same time, they finished 28th in scoring in the last two seasons with this defense and bringing a lot of familiar faces back, and obviously Gus Bradley again. How can the Colts take this defense and Bradley to the next level and say, hey, we're going to start early this year and continue it through the season?
Yeah, that's I think, a great point. I think that's what the spring is all about. I mean, you've got all 11 guys back, and inevitably you're going to have some – you know, key contributors coming here in the draft. The next step is to get that point total down, and it's got to come down. The Colts have too much talent on that side of the ball to be giving up that big of a point total. So the next step is getting more takeaways, and fans won't see this until the regular season, but how much tweaking needs to happen with this defense? Mm-hmm. And we talked about some of the numbers. The Colts last year, they blitzed 15% of the time. That's a league low. They ran zone coverage 77% of the time. That's a league high. So how much evening out, if you will, from those numbers do you need? Because the quarterback slate next year, from the opponent's standpoint, it's much more difficult next year than it was last year.
Hey, stick with the blitz there. And a ton of those 15% of the blitzes were against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, too. So that's the way I'm looking at
this. That was early in the season.
That was early in the season. So a lot of them are up there. So you will see some changes defensively from this team. And Shane Steichen and Gus Bradley and Chris Ballard are going to see to that. I talked about the sophomores on this roster. And what I mean is the 23 rookie class, the guys going into year two, Josh Downs, Juju Brents, Jalen Jones, Will Mallory, Blake Freeland. Maytay, the importance from one, the first year in the NFL to the second, these guys that I mentioned, how much are the input are they going to give this football team in their second year?
Oh, it's always important for those guys to take a big step. A lot of them were counted upon to play big roles and big minutes last year. The guys that I'm looking for, you mentioned Blake Freeland. He talked at the end of the season about needing to get bigger and stronger in the offseason.
Yeah.
You know, he's that swing tackle, right side, left side. Juju Brents is a starter if he can stay healthy. This spring is really important for him because of the reps. You know, he missed 9 games last season. And here's kind of an off-the-wall one. He's not a sophomore per se, but he essentially is after last season. That's Jelani Woods.
Yeah.
Missed all of last year with those hamstring issues. This offense needs to get more explosive. They need bigger plays throughout the course of this offense, and he showed that at times as a rookie. But he needs to come back, and he needs to be obviously in condition. He needs to be in shape. It would be huge for the Colts if he's an option for big plays in the offense next season.
Hey, you're talking about the best ability, Maytay. We talk about it all the time, availability. You know who else talks about that? Coming up, Chuck Pagano will, because tonight right here at the Colts Complex, he has the Chuck Strong Gala that he's been doing for 12 years, raised over $14 million. When we come back right here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan, we're going to sit down and talk with Chuck Pagano about why he continues to give back and what he thinks about Anthony Richardson and the Colts in 2024. This is The Last Word, 93.5, 107.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to The Last Word, the offseason home of the Colts, with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor from the Indiana Union Construction Industry Radio Studio.
Oh, I love that pull, Maytay. Summer breeze. We got sunshine going now after a couple days of rain.
Noah's Ark.
Yes, getting ready for a great weekend. All right.
This is all you, buddy. This is all your pull.
That's me. Summer breeze. JMB, I hope you're listening. Hey, be sure to check out Behind the Colts. The team's offseason documentary-style program includes never-before-seen footage. They had a great first one up. It was a profile on head coach Shane Steichen. Coming up, though, great behind-the-scenes footage of the pre-draft process with Chris Ballard and his crew. Hey, check out Behind the Colts on social media channels as well as the Colts app and Colts.com. Time now to sit down and say hi with Chuck Pagano, former coach and great friend. A lot of people still in this building love when he comes back in. And tonight the Chuck Strong Gala raising funds for cancer research is happening. And we asked Chuck, hey, you've done a lot of great things on the football field, but where does this thing rank up with you on all-time greatest things you've done?
If this is my legacy, then I will feel really good about what we've done. You know, if that's what you're remembered by is what you gave back and how you served. And it's all because of, it starts with Jim Irsay, the heart that Jim Irsay has, wanting to keep this initiative going, supporting this the way he supported us, still having us back at the Colts facility. Pete Ward, you go on down, everybody at IU, Simon Cancer Center, Amber Sensenay, Ashley Wall. I mean, I could go on and on and on, right, about all the great people that are involved with this thing. But it's something that we said that, like, if we get through, you know, our circumstances back in 2012 and the people that reached out and encouraged me and helped me had no idea who they were.
Right.
But just out of the kindness of their hearts and Hoosier Hospitality, all that stuff, the way that we lived it. So Tina and I were like, okay, we get on the other side of this, then till they, you know, I take my last breath, we're going to do all that we can to help support and encourage, raise money for this, you know, this disease that doesn't discriminate. And unfortunately, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we can help save some lives.
Coach, you're up close and personal with, you know, people that are stricken with cancer and their family down at IU, like you said, at the hospital and whatnot. You're able to see these dollars go to work, and you're that beacon of hope to a lot of these people, young kids, older, it doesn't matter. Like you said, it does not discriminate. How have the personal relationships been with you of the people that you've met that have also been along the same journey that you're on?
Unbelievable. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. And when you say like a beacon of hope, all we have to do in life basically is like see somebody else do something, you know, whether it's beat cancer, you know, break the 4-minute barrier in the mile. You know, as soon as you see somebody do something, he did that. Okay, he beat cancer. Well, hell, I can do, if he can do it, I can do it.
Right.
Like the reality of it. But getting to meet the people that I've met, to be able to help and encourage. Ryan Darby's a great example. He was going to try to come. He's got a commitment down at the Masters. Otherwise, he was going to come. He was 9-year-old kid that reached out to me back in 2012, and he had no idea if, like, his email mm-hmm. would even get to me, but it did, and we still communicate to this day.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, and it was people like a 9-year-old Ryan Darby who, coach, you can do this. You're going to have some tough days. You know, make sure, you know, that you chew ice during chemo. You don't want to develop these mouth sores. They're like crazy painful. Mm-hmm. So chew ice. And then he said, hey, my you know, deal was cherry popsicles or strawberry. Get you some cherry popsicles and chew on those, you know. So incredible story, but we have a million of those. And unfortunately, they all don't end well. People, I've seen too many people say goodbye to loved ones way too early. Yeah, we just keep going until hopefully one day, you know, we find a cure for all blood cancers.
That's Chuck Pagano with us. And one of the great parts about this year's fundraiser, Coach, as you know, Andrew Luck's going to be present at Chuck Strong. How much does that mean to you? And why did you guys, I mean, I saw it first in up close and personal, Chuck. I mean, how did you guys gain that special bond when you first came to the Colts together in 2012?
Yeah, I obviously thrilled to death that, you know, Andrew's going to be, you know, with us, take part in this. Just the bond that there was a connection right from the get-go. And mm-hmm. I think everything that we went through, especially early on, you know, watching him lead that team, bring us back 7 different times, fourth quarter comebacks that first year. And shoot, I watched obviously from a hospital bed and then a bed at home, you know, what him and VA and the rest of the team did. It was just unbelievable. But he's just an incredible human being. Selfless. He's one of the most fiercest competitors I have ever been around in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable teammate. So whether it was me or anybody else, just really, really, you know, easy human being to build a relationship and love. And you know, fortunately, we've kept that relationship going. And you guys know me. I've always talked that, you know, football is going to disappear for us all. You know, at some point, it's not going to be there, you know, for life, whether you're playing or coaching, but the relationships are. So I've been blessed to have some amazing relationships with a lot of players that are going to be for life. And Andrew, fortunately for me and my family, is one of those.
Well, Coach, it's always an honor to talk to you around this time of year. Obviously, again, the Chuck Strong Initiative, it is tonight. It's hosted over at the Colts Complex on 56th Street, another sellout event, and hopefully a lot of money raised. You can help out at go to cancer.iu.edu. You'll see the Chuck Strong information there. Again, cancer.iu.edu. We got to talk some football with you because I know you wake up thinking about the great game. Coach, a lot is going on in this AFC South offseason, and I'm talking about the Jaguars, the Titans, and certainly the Texans, whereas this organization led by Chris Ballard has kind of sat back and said, hey, I need to take care of my own guys here that could be out on the street. A lot of re-signings here. You see all the bells and whistles and Star Wars and all the great names that are going around the AFC South. As a former coach, what does that do for you?
Well, we all like to, you know, jump on that as fans, right?
Yeah.
You see all, like you said, you see all everything that's happening around you. I love the fact that Chris and the Colts brass and Coach Steichen have, you know, when you bring back, you know, your own, you know, leaders in the locker room, trying to bring in a bunch of, because you can bring in a bunch of mercenaries, so
sure,
to speak. And we've had success. I had success. Ryan and I had success. And then there were some that didn't work out. So it's a roll of the dice, you know, when you do it. But the biggest thing is, you know, from a character standpoint, are these guys going to fit? You know, we've got something good going here. We had a great first year under Shane. We got, you know, a young quarterback that's going to be back. But more importantly, we got a locker room that's got unbelievable chemistry. We've got great dudes in there. You know, we can go get a bunch of these guys, and they do the film work. They look at scheme fit and character fit and football IQ and football care, all that stuff. And then they make decisions. And I know if those guys were going to be, if they were going to fit all that criteria, and then more specifically, you know, from a financial standpoint, do we have the cap space? Do we, you know, do we have the ability to to do a contract with these. So there's a ton that goes into it, right? But most importantly, they bring back a bunch of players that they know. Those players know the coaching staff, the continuity. They get another year in the system. So it's not like reteaching, relearning. That's always a benefit. And you got to love, you know, again, what's going on around the league. And let's talk about Diggs to Houston. That's a roll of the dice to me. You got a phenomenal young quarterback in C.J. Stroud, right? Has the best year any rookie's ever had, right, in the history of the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to bring – and you got Nico Collins. You got Tank Dell, who got injured, but he's going to be back. You got Schultz, I believe, right, the tight end. So you got a bunch of weapons, right? So to me, it's like Tank Dell and Nico Collins, are they good with this? You know, because everybody wants the freaking ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one football. And so Minnesota, Kirk Cousins, hey, that thing was rolling, right? And then he's out of Minnesota. What happened? Goes to Buffalo, that thing's rolling, Josh Allen, blah, blah, blah. Now all of a sudden you hear all the things, he's out of there, right? So I'm sure he's going to be on his P. You got a great player, obviously, and all that, but you got a veteran guy that, let's just say he ain't getting enough touches. You know, so you got enough leadership. You feel like C.J. Stroud, second-year quarterback, is going to be strong enough to handle this huge personality. That could go either way, in my opinion. On the outside, looking at it, says, like, gosh, dang, they got Stephon Diggs, man, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think when if you look at it through rose-colored glasses and one lens only, it seems like a hell of a deal. But that thing could go, no pun intended, south.
Yeah, they cooked the books down. They cooked the books down to a one-year deal. So I'm saying, like, it's a you know, prove it sort of a one-year deal for Diggs down there. So I'm with you, Coach.
You know, Chuck, you're the perfect guy to talk about free agency and also too just your experience, your wisdom. With all of your experience around the game, doubling back to Andrew Luck, who's going to be there again at the fundraiser tonight, you lived a lot of those ups and downs regarding his availability with the Colts. He played the game with so much passion and intensity. He would do anything to make a play for his team, which, you know, it led to injuries at times. But Anthony Richardson, as you know, he was banged up a couple of times last season, had the shoulder problem. You had a message for him on social media, said you got to protect yourself at all costs. Availability, that's the best ability for an NFL player. What else would you tell Richardson about how important it is to be conscious about how he's playing the game and what he means to the success of the Colts playing that quarterback position?
Availability, like you said, I mean, as long as you're around for your team and your teammates, you got a chance. We all know it's so when you do have that guy, whether it's Andrew Luck, Anthony Richardson, when you have him under center, it's still hard to win, right? But when you don't, it's really, really hard. Next to damn impossible to win. But, yeah, you don't want to ankle weight them so much to where they're, you know, because you got to let instincts take over at some point. And they're just playing the game. Andrew was just playing the game. Hell, you know, he had that mindset at Stanford where until he ran a linebacker over or ran a DB over, you know, and kind of knocked the cobwebs around, whatever it was that he needed to do.
Yeah.
To get himself rolling, you know, longevity is paramount here, and we need you upright. So learning, you know, when to say when, knowing when a play's over, a punt is okay. You know, it's not the end of the world. We've got a phenomenal defense. We got dudes over there that can get stops and get the ball back for us. So being conscious of those situations. The other thing I said in there, Matt, was like, there's going to be situations in a game where you're going to have to throw caution.
Yeah, you got to make a play, right? Know? Game's on the line.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're running to the pylon, you know, and you need to score to get back in the game and a 2-point to tie to force overtime. Yeah, you're going to lay out. You're going to jump over a guy. You're going to die, you know, you're going to do whatever you have to do to get the ball in the end zone, get a first down on certain situations, extend plays. So it's not to the point where, hey, you don't want to turn them into a robot. But just know and understand the situation and what that situation calls for. Be cognizant of that. But if he's around for 17 games this season, man, look out.
Look out. Can't
look
wait.
Out.
Can't wait, Coach. Totally agree with you. Don't forget, again, tonight's the Chuck Strong event. Coach, we're going to see you over there a little bit later on. So appreciate the time talking a little bit of ball, and obviously the Chuck Strong Initiative. Over $14 million has been raised in 12 years. Again, if you want to help out and join this Chuck Strong Initiative, go to cancer.iu.edu and hop on board with Coach Chuck Pagano. Love talking ball and other things with you, Coach. You still should be coaching in the league, but I'll shut my mouth about that right now.
If you can find me a job, hell, let's go. You can be my agent. Hey, one other place that they can go to if somebody wants to donate.
Yes.
You can text Chuck Strong, all caps, to 243-725. So Chuck Strong, all caps, 243-725. And I appreciate you giving that a shout-out, guys, and it was awesome being with you.
Oh, heck yeah.
Thanks so much, Coach. I'm sorry about that text. I wish I would have got that info earlier. We will put it up, and again, Chuck Strong, that's all you have to do is text it to 243-725 for your chance to donate and hop on board with a great cause. Give Tina our best, Coach, and we're going to talk to you before we kick off the 2024 season and find out what's going on in this AFC South.
Love being on with you anytime, guys.
Hey, can't wait to find out what Andrew Luck said tonight, because you know the press will be there, and he is actually sitting down with them, Mate. So it'll be interesting. A great night awaits for Cancer Research.
Oh, yeah, it always is.
Remember, the Chuck Strong Gala, please donate what you can. Okay, be sure to stay up to date on the Colts with the Colts Audio Network, featuring the weekly official Colts podcast. Don't forget Inside the Draft series, getting you ready, for the upcoming NFL Draft. Everything available on the Colts Audio Network, Colts.com, Colts mobile app, and wherever you download your podcast. When we come back, we got the Forum Credit Union question of the week regarding safety Julian Blackman, who's back with the horseshoe. The Colts officially re-signed him earlier this week in free agency. I love this segment as well, and it is back. Casey Vallier, Noblesville's finest son. He's got Come On Casey.
Miller's in action.
That's right. Tonight, Casey Vallier with Come On Casey and useless knowledge and everything else with him. We love the kid, but he's coming in. Don't go anywhere. More to come. We talk about a complicated football icon who has passed away. We'll bring you the latest right here on 93.5, 107.5, The Fan.
This is your weekly fix on Colts football. The Last Word with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor from the Indiana Union Construction Industry Radio Studio.
All right, The Last Word brought to you by our friends at Meijer. Don't forget, Meijer is the official supercenter. The Indianapolis Colts, a proud sponsor of hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Hey, guys, O.J. Simpson is dead.
That he is, yes.
Time now for the Forum Credit Union question of the week. Earlier this week, the Colts officially re-signed safety Julian Blackman in free agency. Last season against the Steelers, Blackman recorded an interception and a fumble recovery. Before Julian Blackman did this, who was the last Colts player to pull that off? A little hint, fellas. It was a safety as well.
Oh, man.
Bob Sanders.
Nope.
That's a good one.
Nope.
I will say Mike Mitchell.
Mike Adams is correct. In 2016,
I thought I was going to get it.
A 34-6 blowout of the Vikings. You remember that game, Mate?
I do. Late December game. I was there.
Late December's a song. Who sings that, Casey? Go ahead and sing it. Isn't it like Collective Soul?
Late December. Yeah, isn't that the Black Crows?
Yeah, the other Crows, the Counting Crows.
Counting Crows.
Late December.
Yeah. Anyway, don't know how I went down that one, but anyway, the Vikings, they got rolled 34-6.
They got waxed.
Mike Adams, they don't want to do it. Forum, Credit Union fan forum of section of Colts.com. Go there. Interact with other fans online. Post a topic. Participate in various discussions regarding your Colts and Casey Vallier. Forum Credit Union, helping members live their financial dreams. Showcase, come on in. We got some interesting stats and knowledge. We do this on a little segment that I love. Mate, you hate it, but we're still going to run it.
I like it.
It's gone, like it. It's
like
called
it.
Come On, Casey.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's going on out here?
What you talking about, Willis?
You talking to me?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Case, what do you got today?
So it's a bit of a two-parter
tonight. Go ahead.
So college basketball is out. Right. So right now here in April, I know the three of us, we kind of focus our attention towards Major League Baseball.
All right.
And can you tell me where the first professional baseball game was played?
Something to do with your Red Legs. Maytay? Something to do with your Red Legs.
Yeah, the Reds are the first professional baseball team. So I don't know if they played in Cincinnati or not.
Let's say, what's a suburb of Cincinnati? Shaker Heights?
Covington, Ohio.
Covington, Ohio.
Or Kentucky. Covington, Kentucky.
It's actually Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Come on, Casey.
Fort Wayne. Summit City.
Kikiongas.
What is a Kikiongas?
No idea. I had to look up how to even say the
Maytay,
word.
Maytay, what's a Kikiongas?
A Kikiongas, yeah. You know, those are the things you find in your yard in the spring, and you got to rip them out, you know?
Matt Taylor, voice of the Kikiongas.
He
joins us now about the infestation.
Yeah. You got to spray for the Kikiongas.
Got to spray for those. Well, that was the first ever Major League professional baseball game played in the United States.
Good for you, Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne won that game 2-0, and then I said it's a two-parter. Because when you go to the concession stand at a baseball game, what's your concession of choice, Jeffrey?
Hot dog with a mustard on it.
Hot dog with mustard?
Yeah, hot dog and a beer.
Hot dog and a beer. So I'm going hot dog, definitely a beer, and then I'm going to throw in some popcorn.
Sure, it's there.
90% of the world's popcorn made right here in Indiana.
Oh, come on, Casey.
I swear to you, 90% of
made
the world.
Made in Indianapolis?
In Casey. Indiana. In Indiana.
Casey. Of the United States consumption of
the
popcorn.
The world. 90% of the world's popcorn.
Well, Maytay,
right
there
here
be
in
a
Indiana.
Museum or something.
So
what
you think
doing?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I should know that already.
Orville Redenbacher, the legendary popcorn. I'm sure when you go to whatever store you go to buy popcorn, you could buy Redenbacher. Well, he's from here, and he popped popcorn right here in Indiana.
All right, I'm calling you know what on this thing. So if you're listening
there you
out
go.
There and you're around a computer faster than I am, just kind of Google that. If
Jeffrey, you can go
of,
to a movie in London and be eating Indiana popcorn.
Yeah, from Lebanon or something. Come on, this tastes like Lebanon here.
Yeah.
Casey, you better be right on this.
This tastes like
one.
Johnson County popcorn.
I did a little bit of research. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty confident on this.
Hey, we love you, kid. Casey Ballier, and come on, Casey. Guys, who wins tonight, Pacers or Cavaliers?
Oh, we got
Mark
the
Price.
Sears.
Mark Price is hot, apparently, from the Cavaliers.
Right? Yeah. Anderson Varejao.
Zogoskis.
By the way, it was a long, long December.
Long
not
December,
late December
by the Counting Crows. All right.
Long December. Maytay.
Sorry.
Wow. This guy's a poser. I forget his name, but whatever his name is. Oh, Adam Durwitz. That's right. I'm sorry. That's part of the music show. Folks, this
at
is the last
hey
word.
Hey Gorman on Twitter.
The last word right here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. Thanks for listening. Talk a little lower.